Hello, everyone out there. This is Trevor with Tea Time Reports. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of our Formula One coverage over here at Tea Time Reports. Hopefully, everyone tuned into the live stream coverage and live reaction of the Chinese Grand Prix at the Shanghai International Circuit. We had a great live stream. Over 287 people tuned in. A lot of people were talking about the race. We had a lot of great interactions, a lot of good times. Really fun. Make sure you check us out on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads, and YouTube at Tea Time Reports. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, interact with the community. It's greatly appreciated. We are also on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcasts. If you guys want to check those platforms out as well, it is greatly appreciated for all the support. Please feel free to do so. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about some fun facts on the Chinese Grand Prix first, and then we're going to be talking about the qualifying and the sprint race. And then we're going to be talking about, obviously, the race as a whole and diving into all the fun stuff. Obviously, talking about the Chinese Grand Prix, the inaugural Chinese Grand Prix took place in 2004 at the Shanghai International Circuit, with Bahrain also joining the calendar that year as well. The circuit layout is inspired by the Chinese character Shang, which means to ascend, and is also the origin of Shanghai's name. From 2004 to 2019, the Chinese Grand Prix was held for 16 straight seasons, with the Shanghai International Circuit hosting the Formula One's landmark 1,000th race in 2019. That event would be the last F1 race in China until its return in 2024. Formula One made its long-awaited return to China in 2024, marking the season's first weekend to feature the sprint format. Zhao Ganyu made history at the race in 2024, becoming the first Chinese F1 driver to race at their home Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton dominates the record books in Shanghai, boasting 6 victories in 2008, 2011, 2014, 2015, 2017, and 2019, more than double the wins of any other driver at the circuit. Mark Webber's 18th place grid position in 2011 is the furthest back a podium finish has come at Shanghai, making an impressive recovery of 15 positions to secure a spot on the podium. Michael Schumacher's first two Chinese Grand Prix visits were tough, with a 12th place finish in 2004 and a pre-race collision followed by a spin later in the race in 2005, but he bounced back in 2006, securing his 91st and final F1 victory. Ferrari led the way for podium finishes in Shanghai with 13, closely followed by Mercedes, who have 12. Lewis Hamilton takes pole position for the sprint race after free practice one. And he actually won the sprint race, which was pretty amazing, with a, I think he also got the fastest lap time recorded in Shanghai, which was 1:30.842 in sprint qualifications. Pretty outstanding. He beat Sebastian Vettel's 2018 best time, which is insane. The Chinese Grand Prix qualifying result, the sprint qualifying result, was Lewis Hamilton at 1, Max Verstappen at 2, Oscar Piastri at 3, Charles Leclerc at 4, George Russell at 5, Lando Norris at 6, Kimi Antonelli at 7, Yuki Tsunoda at 8, Alexander Albon at 9, Lance Stroll at 10, Fernando Alonso at 11, Oliver Bearman at 12, Carlos Sainz at 13, Gabriel Bortoleto at 14, Isaac Hajar at 15, Jake Doohan at 16, Pierre Gasly at 17, Esteban Ocon at 18, Nico Hülkenberg at 19, and Liam Lawson at 20. The starting grid was literally as I just... No, excuse me, it was not. The F1 sprint grid for the sprint race was Hamilton at 1, Verstappen at 2, Piastri at 3, Leclerc at 4, Russell at 5, Norris at 6, Antonelli at 7, Tsunoda at 8, Albon at 9, Stroll at 10, Alonso at 11, Bearman at 12, Sainz at 13, Bortoleto at 14, Hajar at 15, Doohan at 16, Gasly at 17, Ocon at 18, Hülkenberg at 19, and Lawson at 20. We'll talk about Lawson in a few minutes. The top three in FP1 was Norris, then Leclerc, and then Piastri. The F1 sprint results was Hamilton winning the race, getting 8 points. Piastri coming in second, getting 7 points. Verstappen coming in third and getting 6 points. Russell at fourth with 5 points. Leclerc at fifth with 4 points, Tsunoda at 6 with 3 points, Antonelli at 7 with 2 points, and Lando Norris at 8 with 1 point. Then it was Lance Stroll at 9, Fernando Alonso at 10, Albon at 11, Gasly at 12, Hajar at 13, Lawson at 14, Ollie Bearman at 15, Esteban Ocon at 16, Carlos Sainz at 17, Bortoleto at 18, Hülkenberg at 19, and Jake Doohan at 20. There was a 10-second penalty and second penalty points for Doohan. He collided with Gabriel Bortoleto during the sprint race in China. The pair were running at the back end of the pecking order as the race entered its final stages. In addition to a 10-second time penalty, Doohan has handed 2 penalty points on his super license, which that sucks. Williams forgets SD card and camera and is charged a 50,000 euro fine, which is maddening to me. In the race, it was crazy. We'll talk about the standings and the results of the race in a few minutes. But there was a Ferrari collision. Leclerc's front left lip of his front wing clipped the rear end of Hamilton's Ferrari. They both kind of were battling all day, and it was a little rough in some patches, but Leclerc did outperform Hamilton, even if it was by a one-position margin. Hamilton did finish the race with the fastest lap. He clearly has this track on his backhand. He knows the track like any other, but possibly better. He definitely was moving with pace today. Really enjoyed watching the Ferraris do what they did. Zach Brown before the race said, "Tsunoda is probably the guy who should be put in the Red Bull, not Lawson." Lawson responds with, "I couldn't care less what Zach Brown thinks." Haas finished with great points in this race. Double points from both their drivers. A 7-10 split, which is awesome to see. Ocon drove steady all day. And Ollie Bearman, in my personal opinion, was driver of the day, in my personal opinion. Just the way he was able to move, navigate, be aggressive, and defend. He was showcasing his potential, and Haas truly does have their future number one driver, in my opinion. The final results of the China Grand Prix at the Shanghai International Circuit was Orlando. But Oscar Piastri in the McLaren finishes 1. Lando Norris in the McLaren finished 2. So a McLaren 1-2 punch. I love to see it. George Russell in the Mercedes at 3. Verstappen in the Red Bull at 4. Leclerc in the Ferrari at 5. Hamilton in the Ferrari at 6. Ocon in the Haas at 7. Antonelli in the Mercedes at 8. He had a great drive today as well. Alex Albon in the Williams at 9 had a phenomenal drive today. He was even at the front of the pack at one point. Ollie Bearman at 10. Like I said, he was my driver of the day. I think he had a phenomenal drive overall. Pierre Gasly at 11. Lance Stroll at 12. Carlos Sainz at 13. Isaac Hajar at 14. Jake Doohan at 15. Liam Lawson at 16. And then we have Gabriel Bortoleto at 17, who had a fastest lap a couple times. Nico Hülkenberg at 18. Tsunoda at 19. His pit team fucked him, but he also fucked his front wing. And then Fernando Alonso, he had the DNF for the second weekend in a row, having a horrible start to his season in 2025. Like I said, the standouts to me were Ollie Bearman. Jake Doohan did get a 10-second penalty, but in my opinion, he showcased a lot of potential with his defensive driving. He did keep Isaac Hajar at bay for 15 laps nearly, but he clearly just showcases a lot of inexperience still. He'll probably be removed after race 4, or maybe even this was his last one. Maybe Franco Colapinto gets in immediately, but if Alpine does that, I think they just ruined the driver's career. But you know, it's Formula 1. You either make it or you break it. And Doohan, although he's, you know, this was a improvement over week 1, it wasn't much of an improvement in terms of positioning. and not getting points as well, which is crucial, which Alpine wants, and Gasly didn't get points either. He had a rough day, but I think it's the car. I really do. I think Alpine just has a fucking tractor. I think they're going to be the second worst team in constructors this year, barely in front of Steak, because, you know, Steak started off hot. I mean, the fact that Hülkenberg qualified finished P7 after the Australian Grand Prix, it just goes to show you that, you know, if it's those hazard conditions, these shit teams can get position and get points. And that's really all that matters in some of these crucial Grand Prix and race weekends, because right now it's only two races in, so you still have that leeway. But three more races, four more races go down the drain, and you're still struggling to get points, still struggling to get top tens, or even don't even have a podium yet as a team, you're not going to be competitive in constructors nor drivers. Obviously, that's mathematics, but it's also just the lay of the land. I really loved this race, though. There wasn't much drama in terms of crashes like week one in Australia, but there was a lot of fast-paced overtaking. Ollie Bearman showcased that quite a bit. He was flying through the bottom of the pack. In my opinion, he's a better driver already than Liam Lawson. I like his ability there. I think he's already showcased quicker pace than Bortoleto and Doohan. He had that big wreck in his day in week one, but you got to remember his debuts last year with Ferrari and Haas. He showcased a lot of potential and upside. So I like Ollie Bearman a lot. I think he has potential to be a future contender. I really do. I don't know about champion, but I think if you give him the right car, I think he could go just as fast as Kimi Antonelli. So I like both of those rookies a lot. Kimi Antonelli is damn good, already driving like a veteran. I am worried about Lawson's performances. I'm worried about Gabriel Bortoleto's development in that shit team with that shit car. Hajar looks decent. Definitely some wild moments here and there, going wide on some turns, eating some gravel. The battling with Doohan took him a lot longer than I thought for him to overcome. But Doohan definitely showcased his ability. I thought that was a little clash I wanted to see. Didn't expect to see, but I'm glad I did. Verstappen definitely didn't have any good words about, you know, his team or his car going into the cockpit. He had some rough words. And he defended Lawson before the race, too. He's like, you know what, the car's not good. How can he be good? You know, and Verstappen really, I mean, he overcame Leclerc in the last five laps. It was great. That was great for him to be able to do that. As a Leclerc fan, that sucked to see. But Ferrari, I just don't think their car is quite yet there. I don't think it's quite yet there. Because George Russell out-qualified Lewis Hamilton. Both Ferraris, honestly. So, you know, and he beat them both. So that's something you got to look at, too. Like, damn. The McLarens and one Mercedes both got in the podium. It might be something very, very consistent throughout the season, to tell you the truth. So we'll have to keep our eyes on that and see what happens in terms of development with some of these other teams like Ferrari, like Red Bull, and see if they get better throughout the year, because Red Bull is definitely focusing on development of this car. They're not worried about 2026 right now. They can't be. They're trying to get another constructors. They're trying to get Max and other drivers, and it's really going to come down to the long fight, and let's see who wins and who loses fast. And McLaren's off to a phenomenal start. And we'll see where they're obviously going to be at in week three, which, let's pull up the Formula One schedule. And while we're at it, we'll just go over the schedule. So we already completed Australia. We completed the Chinese Grand Prix and the sprint. Next is going to be Bahrain. Excuse me. It's going to be Japan, April 4th through April 6th in Suzuka. I love this track. Round four is going to be Bahrain, April 11th through the 13th in Sakhir. Saudi Arabia is round five in Jeddah, April 18th through the 20th. Round six is Miami in Miami Gardens, May 2nd through May 4th. Round seven is going to be Emilia-Romagna in Imola, May 16th through the 18th. And then round eight is going to be Monaco, May 23rd through the 25th in Monaco, obviously. Round 9 is going to be Spain and Barcelona, May 30th through June 1st. Round 10 is going to be Canada, June 13th through the 15th in Montreal. Round 11 is going to be Austria, 27th through the 29th of June in Spielberg. Round 12 is going to be Britain in Silverstone, July 4th through the 6th. Round 13 is going to be Spa, Francorchamps at Belgium, July 25th through the 27th. Round 14 is going to be Hungary at Budapest, August 1st through the 3rd. Round 15 is going to be the Netherlands at Zandvoort at August 29th through the 31st. Round 16 is going to be Italy, the 5th and through the 7th of September at Monza. Azerbaijan at Baku is going to be round 17, September 19th through the 21st. Round 18 is going to be Singapore, October 3rd through the 5th at Marina Bay, one of my favorite tracks, if not my favorite track of all time. Round 19 is going to be the United States at Austin, Texas, October 17th through the 19th. Round 20 is going to be Mexico, October 24th through the 26th at Mexico City. Round 21 is going to be Brazil, November 7th through November 9th at Sao Paulo. Round 22 is going to be Las Vegas at Las Vegas, obviously, 20th through the 22nd of November. Round 23 is going to be Qatar, November 28th through the 30th at Lusail. Round 24, the final round of the 2025 Formula One season is going to be Abu Dhabi, December 5th through the 7th at Yas Island. I cannot wait. There's going to be, after the Chinese Grand Prix, there's going to be, 5 more sprint races. There's going to be 14 more F2 races. There's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more F3 races. And there's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 F1 Academy races as well. Just a little bit of information. But for Oscar Piastri to get his win here after Lando Norris got his win in Australia, it was something special, man. It really was. And I actually want to check and see if the time for Doohan was updated. So Doohan did finish at 15. Okay. He did suffer a 10-second penalty in race for running Isaac Hajar off track, so that was a whole thing to pay attention to as well. Yuki Tsunoda got screwed by his pit team, essentially, and he also kind of screwed himself when he destroyed his bumper and got last outside of Fernando Alonso not finishing. Nico Hülkenberg was not, like, I don't even know if the Saubers were there. Carlos Sainz struggled. Lance Stroll had a decent drive. Pierre Gasly struggled for sure. Ollie Bearman, driver of the day. Alexander Albon, near driver of the day. Kimi Antonelli, great drive. Esteban Ocon, great drive. Lewis Hamilton and Charles Leclerc battled, but great drive. Max Verstappen, a phenomenal drive for him to get fourth. George Russell, consistent drive again. Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri, they just feed off of each other, and they're in a very hyper-powerful car that's uberly developed and with an outstanding team and management behind them that is putting them in positions to not only be successful but to be competitive at a high level, to always be fighting for podiums. I love McLaren's setup. I love what they got going for them this year. I think they can genuinely get constructors and drivers. Who gets drivers in that situation, though? I don't know. Do I think that Oscar is more fierce? I do. And I think that he would fight for that chance, for sure. That pretty much wraps up the Chinese Grand Prix at the Shanghai International Circuit review/recap, if you will. I really hope everyone out there was able to check out the live stream we did. It was really fun. Like I said, we had over 280 people check it out, so that was pretty awesome to see that kind of notoriety. And we'll definitely be doing another one in the next race as well. So stay tuned for that. Check us out on YouTube at Tea Time Reports. If you guys and gals out there have your favorite F1 driver or your prediction for the F1 25 season, make sure you leave a comment and definitely let us know what your thoughts and opinions are on this Formula One season. It's just kicked off, 2 races in, and we got plenty more to go. But again, this is Trevor with Tea Time Reports. All support is greatly appreciated. If you're checking us out on Spotify, Amazon Music, or Apple Podcasts, please give us a rating, a like, a comment. It's greatly appreciated. If you're checking us out on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. It's greatly appreciated. Trying to build a community up on there. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads every single day. Feel free to follow us. and join the community. Like I said, this is Trevor with Tee Time Reports, and it's greatly appreciated for you guys and gals out there tuning in to the to our F1 coverage. We'll have plenty more of it all season long, so stay tuned, stay safe, stay awake, and take care.